Welcome back to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven's Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by my friend, Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah, so make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask about Earth and Spirit Medicine's service called Divine Purpose. I believe that we all have a very important role to play upon this wonderful and beautiful Mother Earth. But sometimes the outside noise of society can cause disrupt upon our true path. If you feel lost and confused on what to do with your life, you will not want to miss this episode. Enjoy.
Right now on this planet more than ever, there are so many young people wandering around. Some of them maybe know their biological parents. Maybe some of them don't. Maybe some of them have a goal, like I'm going to go to college, but that's even been shifted a little bit. Maybe they have a goal, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to go to the gym. But that's not necessarily divine, but having goals that allow us to perpetuate ourselves into a better motion for a better future is a good thing. I think her name is Mourning Dove, and I read a quote from her. Something like, every human of purpose, every plant of purpose, something along those lines. And then once I read in a book by Betty Eady, I think it was, and in there she said something about a guy sitting out in the gutter. And he's an alcoholic. And somebody comes along and is judging him. Oh, you disgusting alcoholic. Is it possible that perhaps that alcoholic might have served a purpose to help facilitate compassion in someone? But I couldn't quite wrap my mind around that you're just going to stay an alcoholic and have a purpose, okay? That just doesn't make sense to me at all. It's imperative to recover. I personally, speaking of alcohol, had a great deal of problems around it. I was in jail 7 different times and without a driver's license for 5 years and caused some problems. So, other addictions. I never went to any classes. I never went to Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, or whatever like that. I just quit. Now, I'm not better than anyone else. I do not have any more divine in me than anyone else. We are all divine, and we all have purpose. We all spoke of things in some fashion before we were delivered out of the womb. And once we're delivered out of that womb, there's like this blanket that we can't quite see through or remember. And so somehow we have to have, hopefully in our life, someone, and you know, like myself or many others, to say, hey, you have divine purpose. So all these young people going around, maybe they don't know who they are in a sense, and they want purpose, okay? They do. They seriously want purpose. There's not been a single individual that I have come across in my life that did not want to equate themselves to something more than they are in the essence of their mortality. And yet to come to that sometimes takes a moment. But regardless, coming to a place where it's like, I have a purpose. Yes. Yes. You have a great purpose. And maybe that alcoholic in that gutter for that minute played a role to activate compassion in someone else or judgment in someone else or whatever it might. But to me, that's not divine purpose. That is current happenings that might lend to some sort of purposeful activity that can engage into either or the one in the gutter or the one walking by to bring about a better state of being. So the service of divine purpose is really where the higher self comes forth and says, this is who I am. And then I can let that person know who they are and help facilitate that understanding and help it start to sink in as a belief and help it to come forth as a knowing and help them come to a place where they seek every day to that great divine to understand their purpose and to accentuate on a ascension of becoming that purpose that is divine.
I want to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Coyote Thunderhawk, please email me at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, remember to visit Earth and Spirit Medicine and check out the great services. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.